Now, first of all, conceive a situation where a lady is also, ladies are also permitted and men are also permitted to marry more than once. Now, how large the family would become, first conceive that. If each husband marries four wives and each wife has four husbands, so how big the family would be and how unmanageable. Can you conceive of such a family? Each wife has married four times and each husband has married four times. How can you manage things? Then who would be responsible for children? Whose children can they be counted? In case of four wives, there can be no doubt about which children belong to which mother. But there being four husbands, nobody knows. Can you?
I have no answer to that, partly because I haven't followed all that you have said, because I have been overawed by your presence.
So inshallah you will understand. I think people have understood it.
I can follow it on the tape.
You can follow it. But this is a counter question. You put it to your wife, as I have said. I hope she is listening to the tape, to this discourse, isn't she?
Yes.
She is in the hall?
No, she is not. She is at
home. So then you can make her listen to the cassette and find out the answer. And inshallah, then I'll pursue it further if necessary. I said this because the other aspects of the philosophy of this injuncture have already been explained at so many places by so many religious scholars. Also, I have answered this question at various question and answer sessions differently. But in view of your wife's question, I have thought of this approach as well. This is something which I once used against a Christian student who just wouldn't listen to the philosophy and this and that. He wanted a crisp, mouth and a shut-up answer, that other thing. So when I posed this question to him, he couldn't answer anything, He had to admit, okay, leave it alone.